Welcome to the Sedated Man Podcast. We're here to help you break free from all that's holding you down and provide you with the tools to embrace the brotherhood of Christ. It's time to stand back up and be the man you were meant to be. Here's your host, Mike Baker.
So it's been a little while. That's okay. A lot's happened. I, quite honestly, with the state of affairs in the world, it's harder for me to do these podcasts because I feel like you guys need so much more info now, or so much more emphasis on the info now from me than before. This isn't just the standard, this is what you should do, what you shouldn't do podcast anymore. I mean, everything has changed. And so I want to welcome you to the Sedated Man episode 99. Trust the science. This is the salvation series. Things that I see happening that I believe are affecting the very salvation of Christian men across the world, not just the nation. Now, I was in the National Guard for 24 years. I did two tours in Iraq. And I don't say that for a pat on the back or a thank you for your service. I say that because what I'm about to say is not only inspired first by my Christianity, but second by my views as a patriotic American. And I know patriotic American now is a dirty word. And if you feel it's a dirty word, you're on the wrong podcast. This podcast, this time, trust the science, is to tell you men that you have been duped, completely and utterly duped. And what you don't know or don't see is you don't even realize you've been duped. This, yes, I'm going to go over COVID, and yes, I'm going to go over evolution. Now, the details of both are up to you. Let me make a statement right out the gate. You can absolutely prove that the Bible is the word of God. Now, can you do it in a 15-minute coffee conversation? No. Can you show some evidence? Can you provide just a few nuggets to people? Absolutely in 15 minutes. But in 15 minutes, you can't just produce God. If I were to ask you to produce $1 million, could you do it? Now, what's the point in that? Well, just because we know $1 million exists, some of us haven't seen $1 million in one place. How do I know that? I can assume based on how many people are in the world and based on how many dollars are probably floating in circulation. But if I actually asked you to provide proof, could you do it in a 15-minute conversation? Well, it would take, I would say no. You cannot produce $1 million in 15 minutes. Nor can you expect people to produce God in 15 minutes. You've been duped. In my younger years as a Christian man, I had many of those studies proving the Bible's the word of God. And one of those proving the Bible's the word of God things is disproving evolution. But let me tell you what I constantly heard when having the evolution conversation. You need to trust the science, Mike. Trust the science. It's the science. Trust the science. Trust the science. And the Christian community constantly pushed back on that in the fact that creationism is very scientific, but we never used trust the science. Just trust the science. Just move with the science. You know, biblical thought is not scientific theory, and that's absolute bullcrap. But beside that, trust the science. Trust the science. Trust the science. And then COVID hits, and you guys are puppeting trust the science like it was always a thing. You have been backdoored. And yes, I feel very, very passionate about this subject. You have been backdoored in the fact that now you're spouting trust the science. And if you're not, congrats to you, but you know other God-fearing Christians who are, well, this COVID thing, it's trust the science. You got to trust the science. You got to trust the doctors. You got to trust the science. It's bull crap. It's a backdoor so that when they come back around to disprove God, You are already muttering it. It's already on your lips. So where they couldn't get you in the first evolutionary discussion, now they've got you on COVID, which words matter. If you think for 2 seconds that that's not by design, then you are once again on the wrong podcast. Words matter. Look up the ICE experiment. Words have impact. Get a nation to think that abortion's not a big deal, and they will succumb to it and say, well, whatever, it's your choice. No, it's murder. I don't give a crap what you want to call it. It's murder. And I've got a podcast that covered that. And I find it funny, as a side note, that now that Texas has passed the heartbeat law, that now people, that now the left is like, well, no more sex until they fix that. Well, good. I don't think they need to breed anyway. Why is that a punishment? How does that accomplish anything outside of frustrated leftists? There's no logic. But they've done the same type of thing with abortion. You hear this, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. And now you hear on the COVID side, my body, my choice, my body, my choice, which you may not realize it makes abortion that much easier to contend with for the left. Because now you're spouting my body, my choice. Words matter, but we're not here to talk about abortion. We're here to talk about what's going on between COVID and evolution. So in Acts, and I'm probably going to move around. You know, another side note, one of these days, I'm going to figure this whole lighting thing out and then look out. I know it probably frustrates you if you're watching me to kind of see my lighting sucks. I play with it. I really do try. But one day I'm going to get it nailed down and then look out. So in Acts chapter 5, I've got them all marked here. In Acts chapter 5, starting in verse 27, when they had brought them, they stood them before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, we gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name, and yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men. So for those of you who are saying we must submit to the authorities, think again, there is a line. I'm not saying complete and total rebellion. I'm saying that there is a time when you do not comply. When we must obey God rather than men. In John chapter 12, starting in verse 42, nevertheless, many even of the rulers believed in him. Just because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing him for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God. Let me jump in there. I cannot believe the amount of churches I see these days pushing this vaccine crap. Because they're trying to hit you in your spiritual side. If you are a pastor and you're watching this and you're pushing the vaccine, knock it off. That is not within your realms. This is not a spiritual issue. And you, friend, are potentially in sin because you are pushing and teaching and propagating the approval of men. Now, I don't typically diss on any one. Okay, let me back up. I have what I believe is an absolutely firm conviction on how to be saved, how to receive salvation, and I do not believe that most churches are. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're wrong. I'm just going to let you, if you want to sit down and look at it, then I'm happy to show you. But I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'll let the scriptures do that. That's not my job. But let me tell you, I have seen some Catholic priests, I'm not Catholic, but I've seen some Catholic priests get after Biden on this mandate, get after Biden on these vaccines, and good for them. But I've also seen the entire LDS church push from the very top to get vaccinated. And it's absolute bullcrap. That is an abuse of power. That is not from a spiritual awakening or God's talking directly to you. If you're LDS and you're listening, I'm surrounded by LDS. I love the LDS people. They are some of the most calm, committed, polite people who are being abused by their leadership in this respect, because they know that if they put it out from the top, that the rest will do it. It hurts my heart because I have many LDS friends. This is a salvation issue. So, those guys love the approval of men, love the approval of men. Just get the shot. Just get the shot. Just get the shot. Just get the shot. Ephesians chapter 6. Oop, did I mark it wrong? Oh, no, I didn't. I have bad handwriting. Sorry. Ephesians chapter 6 in verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you'll be able to resist in the evil day, having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm against schemes, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places, that you can resist when that time comes. First Peter, chapter 5. In verse 8, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. You're not alone. Many of you who are listening to this may be no vaccine. And many of you may be, we should vaccinate. But I want you to know, in verse 9, resist him, Satan. Firm in your faith, knowing the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Can you see that? You see what's happening in Australia? Do you see what's happening in the UK? Do you see what's happening in Ireland? 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain. And skip over to chapter 16 and verse 13. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. Kind of like Christ and David. Now, what do I mean by that? Both warriors at heart, but extreme humility. Obviously, Christ more so than David. I love both Christ and David, and I don't mean I put them on the same pedestal by any stretch. Christ is my redeemer. Christ is the guy who died for me. Christ is the guy who made this right now possible for me. David didn't do that. But if I want to emulate somebody, I emulate Christ first, and then I look at David myself, because I feel I have a lot of traits that were very similar to him. The guy was a warrior, but he had a humble heart. He was a man after God's own heart. He and Christ would have sat in love. In love. What's happening? Unfortunately, you guys get the brunt of how I feel about this. I've talked to my sons. I have 5 sons. I've talked to a few of them. Let's talk COVID. So we've got the whole COVID versus evolution thing, right? So we've been asked to trust the science on how the world came to be via the Big Bang. But we fought it. And like I told you, scripture can be proved. Science, I'm looking at my notes. Science is a systematic enterprise that builds and organizes knowledge in the form of testable explanations about the universe. Now, on my Patreon page, if you look for The Sedated Man, it should be patreon.com/thesedatedman. You'll see links to all of the articles and everything I looked up. They're all there. The scriptures, all of it. Okay. So let me repeat that. Science is the systematic enterprise that builds and organizes knowledge in the form of testable explanations. So is the Big Bang a testable explanation? No. It's an assumption based on friggin' La La Land. All right. They say trust the science, and this comes from the very same people who want to tell you that something came from nothing. No witnesses, no nothing. We can only assume based on the science. But they'll tell you that as a creationist, your creationist model does not fit science, Mike. Well, if I go to my Bible, I can find witnesses to creation. Now, that may throw scientific theory off, but is it testable? Yes, it is. The Big Bang, or whatever evolutionary theory they have, is not testable. Creation is testable. Absolutely testable. Absolutely testable. Which requires more faith? Tell me this. Which requires more faith? The Big Bang, or whatever theory it is they're working on right now, or that God created it? You've got a book that tells you God created it, and you've got people in that book who, well, and God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus witnessed it. Same Jesus who came to earth witnessed the beginning of time. You have an account of how it started, not an assumption, not a guess. And because you can prove the Bible is the word of God, you can show that to be true. So does the COVID-19 vaccine fit within the testable explanation? They'll tell you that the trials say yes. I'm telling you right now that in 2 months, or however long they've been given this vaccine, it is not enough data to fit the testable explanation. You want to know what's really going on? How much research are you doing outside of Google? Google is not there to help you. Google is there to push you in a direction. Google is there to say, don't look here, look over here. Google wants you to look where they want you to look. What other search engines are you using? Look, anything that goes against the vaccine has been discredited. Frontlinedoctors.com, discredited. VAERS, the vaccine reporting system that's been used for God knows how long by doctors and hospitals, discredited. Why? It doesn't fit the narrative. That's why. There is so much information out there on both directions that you are going to have to make an educated choice. Now, here's one thing I will tell you, even though I seem very passionate about this. If you feel after your own research that doesn't involve CNN or Fox News, that actually involves you reading something about the studies, looking at the death rates, and you decide that you want to take the chance and you want to put that crap in your body, then do that. If you feel called to do it and not pressured, there's a difference. Some people will say, I feel called, and in truth, they feel pressured. If you feel that is absolutely the right thing to do, you do it for you. Do not push it on your children or your spouse or your family. We do not know in 2 to 5 to 7 to 10 years what this thing is going to do. Now, some of you might think I'm an anti-vaxxer. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Not at all. I'm a pro-transparency. Now, what does that mean? That means that I want to see what the heck is going on, and I want to see the research. They're awful under the table about this, don't you think? awful under the table. Did you see this, by the way? I left this up here just for you guys. Pharmaceuticals are the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. Fourth leading cause of death. Pharmaceuticals. These are the ones that have gone through the FDA, by the way. Okay? We're not talking about EUA authorization. You have no idea. Okay, so this isn't, it's not science that has pushed this COVID thing. It's marketing, all right? They have marketed the vaccine the same way they marketed killing the Jews in World War II. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, one thing was called scapegoating. Nazis blame the Jews for every societal problem in Germany. Who are they blaming for problems right now? The unvaccinated. They blame the right for racism. They blame the right for the current administration blames the right for racism, for not being vaccinated, for forcing birth upon mothers who seek abortions, for being holdouts in the economy, for being domestic terrorist threat, even as far as blaming the last administration for the Afghanistan screw up. Did I make it to Afghanistan? No, I went to Iraq twice. But talking to Afghanistan vets, there are a lot of similarities between the two countries. And my heart hurt the second I saw that pop into my feed, that whole Afghanistan thing. I'm not an emotional guy. And I got fairly emotional because what did we do? And don't say, what did he do? What did we as a country do through this nipplehead? But we've been blamed domestic terrorism. It's domestic terrorism for me to hang a flag off the front of my house now, an American flag. Now they want to say the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence should be labeled with trigger warnings and as racist documents. The very documents that founded this country and have kept it going for so long. COVID is only part of it. And I know I'm digressing a little bit, but it's all part of an entire narrative. Do I believe COVID exists? Yes, I do. But let's continue on. So the Nazis portrayed their victim as parasites or disease themselves with the Jews, okay? The Nazi propaganda posters actually stated that the Jews caused or spread typhus. Now, why would they do that? What was the point in that? To make them less than. Ultimately, that's what racism is to make less than. So they took a racist principle and they moved it into disease and said, it's these Jews that are spreading typhus. They cause typhus, which made them less than in the eyes of the Nazi government. Now there were, okay, here's the power of disease, the power of a fake disease, let's say. There was a thing that came up called Syndrome K in World War II. Now, they used it in a positive tense in the fact that they were trying to smuggle Jews. These doctors had decided that they were going to step aside from what they were doing as doctors. They made up a fake disease called Syndrome K, and they said that these Jews had Syndrome K and that it was so, so contagious, the Nazi soldiers couldn't even be in the same room without catching it. And then it would disfigure them and it would all kinds of nasty things, all right? And so as a result, they saved many Jewish people by telling them about the Syndrome K, all right? It was used as a fear tactic. Now, it was used to save lives, yes. But it was a fear tactic. A fear tactic. And the Nazis bought it. They were the guys running the show. So don't think that for 2 seconds that pushing fear propaganda in a disease and then a vaccine is outside of what's happening. It's not fear. How many doctors in this case stepped aside from their duties as a doctor to promote a lie? Yes, it saved lives, but now it's not saving lives. Let's talk about smallpox. There's a lot of smallpox talk. Why is there smallpox talk? Smallpox was the vaccine mandate that they like to refer to back in, I want to say, 1918. So I did some research. Yes, it was mandated. Everybody had to get it. Okay. But smallpox had no animal reservoir, and it had a 3-to-10 ratio, which meant it killed out of every 10 infected people, it killed three. Those who survived lived with scars, some severe scarring. The most common form of smallpox had a 30% death rate. 30%. COVID has animal reservoirs. What do I mean by reservoirs? What I mean is that COVID can exist in an animal. Smallpox could not. The reason they were able to eradicate smallpox entirely is only humans could carry it. COVID, animals can carry COVID. The deaths in 2021 never crept over 1%. I looked. And those are also on my Patreon page. Okay. The unvaccinated are now being accused of causing COVID, much like the Jews were accused of causing typhus. No comparison. No comparison. Smallpox, when it came out, was configured from another virus like a vaccine is supposed to. This crap they're pumping into you, the guy who invented mRNA, the very technology that they put into this vaccine to make it work, says, don't dig it. He's vaccinated. He says the numbers are not where they should be, and that this, and that it's been politicized, and he is an advocate of choice. Let's talk evolution for a second. Actually, before we get to evolution, let's talk about Forbes, and this is also in my Patreon link. Forbes. A Forbes article written by Ethan Siegel on July 30th, 2020 states in the article headline, you must not do your own research when it comes to science. You must not do your own research. The point was that unless you're trained in the sciences, you're not qualified to make a determination, and therefore you must listen to Fauci because he's an expert. Now, did he call Fauci by name? I don't recall. But the whole point is you must listen to the doctors. They know more than you. And when you do research, you'll do a slanted research to whatever you want to think to begin with. And that you should not do your own research when it comes to science. What? Well, let me put in perspective for you. I'm a plumber, okay? So when I come into your house and I tell you to replace all your plumbing because it's old, you have to listen to me. Don't research it. You're not a qualified plumber. Just because you changed that garbage disposal doesn't mean that you know how to plumb. So when I come into your house, I'm the subject matter expert, and you should listen to me, and you should just cough up that dough. Right? No. That's never how it happens. I am telling you that you are intelligent enough to do your own research. You're intelligent enough to come up with your own questions. But Forbes put this out, and it's not the first time I've seen or heard this, and said, don't do your own research when it comes to science. Evolution, trust in the science. It's in all evolutionary literature, all right? My questions. Let's talk about evolution for a second, okay? I'm not going to do this whole deep dive into evolution. Evolution is like an old school topic anymore. You guys, let me ask you. I want to ask if you've read Scientific Creationism. Links to all these in my Patreon page. Have you read Scientific Creationism? Have you read the Genesis Flood? Have you read Evidence That Demands a Verdict? Have you read More Evidence That Demands a Verdict? I know originally they were two books. Now they're one book. Have you seen Footprints in Stone, or have you seen The Exodus Revealed? As far as health and nutrition goes, have you read anything on health and nutrition? I just finished reading Dead Doctors Don't Lie by Dr. Joel Wallach. Outstanding book. And this was written well before COVID. And when you're listening to it, it occurs to you that COVID, the vaccine does not have to come, this did not have to come down this way. And he's not even talking about COVID. Take a look at the average age of doctors. Okay, they're taking their own advice, shoving pharmaceuticals down their throat by the handfuls. One of the highest rates of addiction abuse is in the medical field. Okay, the same guys who are pushing these pharmaceuticals on you are the very guys who are abusing them to a lot of the times. Now, am I knocking doctors and the science? No, let me back up here for a second. Okay. If I break an arm, if I need a surgery, things like that, I want a doctor. If I have a cold, I'm not going to the doctor. If I have the flu, not going to the doctor. I'm sorry, but they don't know enough. They're just going to shove a pharmaceutical in you. And it's been proven over and over and over and over again that you don't need pharmaceuticals to heal the body when it comes to just standard disease. Okay. But have you read those things? Have you looked at those things before you start touting, just trust the science? Better yet, have you sat through a study where you prove the Bible's the word of God, or had it proved to you? Because here's what I'm going to tell you right now. If you are a Christian male and you are telling people to accept God on faith, stop it. You sit down, you put your nose to the grindstone, and you go through a study on proving the Bible's the word of God, because it can be done, and it can be done scientifically and empirically. Get rid of this trust the science and go to this trusting God. Science was from God. He let man borrow it. Borrow it. If I asked you, and I've asked this in a few podcasts, if I asked you if you believed in time travel, most of you, all but one typically, and I've done this in audiences, all but one will raise their hand, or not all but one, I'm sorry. One will raise their hand, everybody else is silent. No, I don't believe in time travel. One guy. There's always that one guy. And for every one guy, there's somebody else who's not raising their hand who wants to raise their hand, okay? So the whole point here is, do you believe in time travel? People say no. So if I took this whiteboard and I flipped it and God were sitting in the front row and I said, Lord, if you don't mind, here's the sharp, or here's the dry erase. Can you please come up here and write down the formula for time travel, the mathematical formula? Would he hesitate? No, everybody agrees on that. Entire audience, every time. No. So he would get up, he would write it down, and he would probably have some symbols there that you don't even know because they haven't been discovered by us yet, but he knows them. Okay. Boop, 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 puts it all up. Mathematical. So the point is not that you don't believe in time travel, you don't have enough information. But yet you'll take this COVID vaccine and you'll tell everybody they have to take it. You'll preach it from the pulpit and you don't have all the info. You've been duped. You've been taught this entire time to buy the evolutionary theory via COVID. And if you're touting faith without proof, then it's no wonder you were duped into trusting the science. Scripture tells us that we have to act like men. This is a podcast for Christian struggling men. At least it started out that way. Ultimately, it was something for me to leave to my sons and my grandsons and my grandson's sons. And yes, my granddaughters too. So, but the world is not what it used to be. And when my wife and I give marriage advice now, we can't give standard marriage advice anymore based on what's going on, because there are new problems in the home. But we are to act like men. This podcast was started for struggling Christian men. If not us, who? If not now, when? Is there to be an uprising? Is there not to be? I couldn't tell you. I know how I feel about things. I know how a lot of other people feel about things. What did I do to help curb things? I joined the Convention of States as the veteran coordinator for my area. I'm still new in that. But I did something. But this whole trust the science things, guys. No, I'm not going to take the vaccine, nor am I going to push it on anybody else. I've had the conversation many times. If people ask me what I think, then I absolutely tell them. If people don't ask my opinion, I keep it to myself because they don't want to know. Because people who want to know ask questions. People who want to know ask questions. So it comes down to this. Colossians says that the body of the Christian is a temple and it's holy. Are you going to tell me that this shot is full of holiness? You don't know. You know, there's probably graphene oxide in there. Have you even looked up what that stuff does? Find your faith, guys. Find your faith. Because they are coming for us. And however this shakes out, I don't know. But let me put in my final reminder that bad times does not always equal end times. When we get into the end times discussion, it starts to get convoluted and we lose focus. But Mike, end time. No, stop. You need to focus on the here and now, for each day has enough trouble of its own. You should be setting plans still and making those plans flexible. Do not focus on end times, because if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing when he comes back, then none of that's going to matter. If you're focused on end times, you are not going to be doing what you need to be doing. You're going to be panicking. You're going to be praying prayers that don't need to be prayed. Can you pray, Lord, come quickly? Absolutely. But bad times do not equal end times. There have been many, many God-fearing people before us torn apart in Colosseums, killed, persecuted, who had way more reason to believe it was end times than we do. Keep that in mind. Focus on today. Focus on what you need to do. Make your plans and the Lord will bless them, but focus on what you need to do today for those plans. Don't get duped. Get your butt out there. Prove the Bible is a word of God, and this whole COVID thing will make much more sense. Go to my Patreon page and feel free to disseminate this to as many Christian men as possible. Baker out.
Thanks for listening to The Sedated Man, bringing Christian men back to power in their homes, congregations, and communities. We'll see you next time.